and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, our studio part 3, Digital Audio Recorder. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today is part 3 of our studio series. We are discussing the Eterol R09HR Digital Audio Recorder.
Yes, we are.
We use this to record our podcasts. It's a recorder, so it's hardware. We don't have to be running an additional computer program in the background doing this. And we initially were using an Olympus DS50, which I still have.
Which was kind of staticky, and it was only mono.
Yeah, and so we decided that we needed something that wouldn't have that same amount of static to it when it was hooked up to the mixer, and we like the stereo effect. So,
but we will mention that the DS50 does have audible menus, correct?
Yes, it has voice guidance, which is fantastic. This does not, this Eterol that we are using. There is, however, an excellent guide to the Eterol menus for blind users. Essentially, it tells you what keys to hit and how many arrows to tap in order to get to a certain menu location. It's put together by Neil Ewers, and you can get to it. It's on his ravenswood.org FTP site, but in our case, you can get to it by going to bit.ly/Eterol R09HR menus.
Yes.
And we also have created one for the manual, which is also on his site, bit.ly/Eterol R09HR manual.
Yeah. Ederol is mm-hmm. Eterol. Mm-hmm.
So let's start out by telling a little bit about what it's got, what the capabilities are.
This device has two microphones on the top portion of the device. They're okay. They do record pretty good.
Stereo,
if you're going to record, say, class notes or class meetings or anything like that, they do actually pretty good job on that.
Very decent.
This will record MP3s as well as 24-bit WAVE, which we record our podcast and everything in, because if you're going to edit, you need really the best quality recording that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So with 24-bit, you're able to get a nice crisp sound, and when you do the cuts, it doesn't have any residual sound to it usually.
Not usually, no.
If the editor is good.
Shush.
If you are visually impaired, the screen, if you're visually impaired with vision, let me clarify, the screen is a nice crisp screen. It is black background with nice bright green text. So that is a very good thing. I had looked at some of these Zoom versions, the Z-O-O-M H1 and 2. But I didn't like those as much because they were orange background with black text.
Ew.
Sort of like a LCD lit thing. Then this just has nice crisp letters, easy to use and read. You have menu selection buttons on the front. For play, pause, and record, you have like a directional, four directions with a center button. The center button will actually record, as long as I don't hit it and turn off our recording right now.
Whoops.
So that's kind of good. It's easy to hit. You are able to preview your recording volumes and levels by doing a single push of the center button, which is the record button. When you get ready to record, you hit it again, and the neon light around that will actually go solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little kludgy because if you do not have sight, you really do not know whether it's 100% on or not. It has volume buttons along the right side, and it also has a leveler for gain so that you can raise or lower the microphone volume mm-hmm. that you're recording. It has a lot of functionality, but we primarily just have it set up to do WAVE and do the recordings.
Yeah, for a melting pot and stuff, I do switch it to MP3. So it does 192K MP3 recordings, because those would be big WAVE files if I kept it on WAVE.
Yeah, and you can use SD and SDHC cards with it. Mm-hmm. We're currently using a 16 gigabyte card, which on the market right now is running somewhere between $30 and $40. So it's pretty mm-hmm. inexpensive to add memory to it.
It does not have any onboard memory.
No, it does not. I believe it came with like an 8 gig card, or might have been less than that. Might have been a 4.
It's floating around here someplace.
Somewhere. But you definitely need to increase it, because a 1 hour show will be how big?
It's over a gig.
Yeah. Yeah,
if it's a WAV file.
So we go with WAV.
Yeah. It also has some switches on the back that do various things.
Yeah, you can control levels. You can control whether it's more sensitive to sound.
Mm-hmm.
It has just some little nice settings that you can use back there. Like if you're getting a hum, you can flip a switch that will actually give you a reduced sound to try and see if it'll isolate the noise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. It's been a very good device for about a year now.
Yep. We've had it since like January, I think. We were using the Olympus for a few weeks, and then it was just kind of, and we got this.
Yeah, we got tired of the static.
Yeah.
That and the mono sound. So we recorded at 24-bit Melting Pot, which is a 3-hour show. We record at 192, and that file is usually about how big?
It's about 600 megs, maybe?
Yeah.
Because it goes down. No, it's a little bit smaller than that. It's about 400 megs.
Yeah.
Because I do take it down to 128 via a method I'll talk about later. And it comes out to about 200 megs, maybe.
Yeah. And this has a headphone jack so that you can listen.
Mm-hmm.
It has a speaker on the back so that you can listen, but it is a very poor speaker. So you really have to use headphones
with
it.
And the one thing I'll mention with the headphone jack, it's in a very unlikely place. It is on the top, kind of in the midst of the stereo microphones. On the very top middle, there is a headphone jack.
Yeah. And it does have a line in so that you can send in inputs. It has a line out so you can take out the input and go somewhere else with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very handy little device. There are other ones out there. There is a new version. I believe it's the R01 on the market that you might want to look at.
Mm-hmm. And again, to get to Neil Ewer's excellent scans of the manuals and his excellent guide to the menus, it's bit.ly/Etterol R09HR manual and Etterol R09HR menus. And he has also done a couple of excellent demonstrations of this recorder on Blind Cool Tech. You can find those on the Blind Cool Tech website.
That's blindcooltech.com.
Mm-hmm. It was a previous tip.
Aha. Very good.
So that wraps that up.
Yes, and if you have any questions, please let us know, because we're just kind of giving a high overview of what we are using in the studio. And you can use GoldWave to record. You can use other software to do recordings. But so far, a hardware recording is the safest, because you know it's going to be there.
I do use GoldWave to record most of the tips. But
yeah,
they're also really short. So if for some reason I lose one, it's not that hard. It's not that big of a deal to record it over again.
Yep. And if you're sitting here for an hour and nothing's happening, you kind of need to know.
Oof. Yeah.
We've had that happen a couple times when trying to use GoldWave.
Yippity yippity. So GoldWave is tomorrow's tip. We'll hold off on that for till tomorrow.
Yes. But anyway, this is the Etterol R09HR. It's about a couple years old as far as when it was first released on the market, but we are using it and very happy to have it.
Exactly. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Because it's as simple as that.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.